Hello, and welcome to That Tracks Podcast, a podcast where Nick is tracking by himself today. And I'm not cool like Tim and don't have fun facts for you. So, you guys, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening. Bear with me today. So, this week is a little different. Obviously, I'm by myself. I'm actually at home. Tim and I tried our very best. And when I say we tried our very best to coordinate our schedules for this week. And life just be like that sometimes. And it did not work out for us to be able to record together, which we both feel very bad about. We feel terrible. We tried our best. And the best is the best that we can do. So I just want to start by apologizing that this is not what you are used to with That Tracks so far. This is not something that's going to be normal or something that's going to be ordinary. Like I said, life is just like that sometimes. We tried our best to make it happen. We tried our best to coordinate our schedules, and this week just was one of those weeks. So it's just me today. I hope you guys are okay with that. I'm not going to talk your ears off for over an hour this week. We'll keep it short and sweet. There are some things that I want to talk about. There's some things that we got to experience as a family. Some things we got to experience with Tim. There's other things that happened this week, like a birthday party that was phenomenal. I'm not going to talk about that. I want to save that for when Tim is here or at his house with me. But yeah, so we'll just kind of jump into it, but I just wanted to say thank you guys. Also, I wanted to take a second to say thank you guys for last week. Last week was really special. I did not intend on getting as deep as I did and as heavy into the conversation surrounding our family's journey in growing, and it happened. And sometimes, you know, that's just where the conversation goes with Tim and I. I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of bummed because I won't be able to provide you all with as much, like, tangents as we normally do just because I'm by myself, but we'll see how my brain does. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you guys for the outpour of support and love after last week's episode. I also wanted to say thank you to everyone who shared their journey with me. I know that I have not gotten the chance to just reply to everyone, and I apologize for that, but it has been overwhelming, and it's been so cool to see that we are not alone. It's unfortunate, you know, it's sad, and it's strange, and it's awkward because it's not necessarily something that you want to celebrate in not being alone. But it does bring comfort and peace in knowing that you're not by yourself, having experienced the things that we did. I think, like, out of everything that I received back from everyone, every message was super touching and super sweet, but I think specifically it's been very encouraging to receive messages back from other dads who have walked through what we have walked through, and hearing that, like, me sharing my story resonated with them and brought them a sense of peace in knowing that they weren't by themselves. That's very special. And I think also just seeing messages about or from women who are opening up about how it gave them the opportunity to sort of see things how maybe their partner was experiencing things as well. So I think it just creates the opportunity for important conversation, and that's why I do what I do and share what I share on this podcast. So like I said last week, I'm super grateful for the platform that you guys have given me and us to be able to talk about such heavy topics. We don't take them lightly, and yeah, I wanted to start by saying thank you because that was super meaningful to me. There is a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of news, but there's some important news that I want to get into. But I will start with a Hi Dad Soup moment. And this is, it's nothing big. I shouldn't say it's nothing big because it's pretty dang exciting. But, yesterday, actually, we were driving home, from Walt Disney World. We had a little family night at Hollywood Studios, and it was super special. We had a lot of fun together. We met up with some friends. And on our way home, we were listening to Taylor Swift, as we do. We are a family full of Swifties, which, exciting. The Eras Tour is now on Disney Plus. Have I watched it? Absolutely. I'm super grateful for that to be there. It's been pretty cool, too, because Taylor has basically taken over Disney Plus, or had taken over for the weekend Disney Plus. this may be meaningless to anybody who's not a Swiftie, and probably a lot of people signed on to Disney Plus and were very confused as to what was happening when they saw all of the subcategories that were listed, but those are the names of Taylor's albums. And it was really cool because, like, kudos and props to the marketing team at Disney Plus for this, or whoever was in charge of this, because it was absolutely brilliant. They basically took the names of Taylor's albums, put them as subcategories on Disney Plus, and then labeled them as Disney's version, which that's an entire other conversation. But for those of you who don't know, Taylor is re-recording her albums as Taylor's version because of some issues with her music producer, and she's basically taking back what belongs to her with her music. And anyways, so on Disney Plus, they put all of these categories. Those were the names of her albums. And then they, like, strategically put movies that fit within those categories or album names, which I thought was brilliant. I am such a fan. So kudos to Disney for that. But the Eras Tour is now on Disney Plus, and it's just, regardless of whether you're a Taylor fan or not, taking a second to admire any musical artist who can stand up on a stage and sing for 3.5 hours straight. My wife and I were blessed to be able to have gone to the Eras Tour night one here in Tampa, and walking away from that show, I was just like, kudos to her. Like, she is super impressive for being able to sing for that long and just command the attention of an audience for that long with no breaks. Like, she just went from one era to the next. The eras are like her albums. She's been writing and singing music for a very long time. Her first albums dropped when I was in high school, so it takes me back to my high school days, and it's just fun to listen to. Anyways, back to High Dad Soup. I guess we will go on tangents with just me, but so with High Dad Soup, we were in the car, we were driving home from Disney, and we were listening to Taylor Swift, and the song You Belong With Me came on, which is from her Fearless album, and Ethan from the back seat, who has been working very hard, mind you, when Ethan joined our family, so backtracking some, Ethan joined our family via adoption. He was 3 years old, and we adopted him from the country of Colombia. We went down to Colombia and brought him home with us, and when I say we, the whole family, so me, Francie, Luke, and then our moms were able to travel with us and be there with us for the first week, which was extremely special and meaningful to us. We are so grateful that they were able to come with us. It was just really meaningful. It's memories that we'll hold on to forever. But when he joined our family, Ethan was essentially nonverbal. And I think a lot of times people get confused by that. When I say that, I don't mean that he was not speaking English and just English. Like, he could not speak either English or Spanish. He was experiencing a lot of, like, language and speech delays. And so we have been working really hard with him on that, and he works very hard at school on it. He gets special therapy as well, speech therapy. And so we're driving home last night. The song You Belong With Me comes on, and from the backseat of the car, Ethan yells, "You." And at first I gave major props and kudos, because I was like, look at this little Swiftie. He knows the song. He knows what he's talking about here. But it wasn't just that. Ethan was looking at the screen from Apple CarPlay and saw the name of the song and is practicing his sight words and was able to see the word "you," identify it, and then read it out loud. And to know that, like, 2.5 years ago, when we brought him home, he was barely speaking, and then to hear him shout the word "you" after reading it in the car, it was just a really fun and cool moment. We all took a moment and just kind of celebrated that, and then, of course, went back to singing Taylor Swift, because that's an ultimate celebration. But anyway, so it was really cool. It was really special, and it's just encouraging to have those moments where you see him thrive and develop, and it's also cool to see the way that he responds when we celebrate those moments as well, because he's very proud of himself. And that's the thing that we want most for Ethan, is just to be proud of himself, to be proud of who he is, where he's come from, and how hard he's working to get to where he's at. So super cool, little High Dad Soup moment for you. Recapping. So a lot has happened since we recorded last. Like I said, my sister was in town. I talked about how she had come to visit. We spent a lot of time with her, and that was really special. She got to go to a couple of media events with us. Starting with Legoland, they opened a brand new experience over at Legoland, and I'm going to wait to talk about this experience some with Tim, because he also got to experience that as well, and I think it would just be cool to talk about it together. But it's an experience where you get to basically build your own Ferrari car. It's like sponsored by Ferrari, or partnered with Legoland by Ferrari. And you build your own car, you get to test it, and then you get to scan the car in this really cool scanner. It's almost like it resembles Test Track in some ways, but you get to scan your car, and then the car is like displayed onto a track. A track where your car basically goes through this test track, and you get to like see how it does, see how it fares, see how fast it goes. It's pretty cool. It's a cool little experience, and my boys absolutely loved it, but we'll talk more about that. That was a special media event. Huge thank you to Legoland for inviting us out to that. We both got invited as our, like, on our own brand. So Tim got invited for his channel, and then I got invited for my Instagram page, and it was cool. It was really special, and we really appreciated that. And it was always nice to spend time together as well. But we'll talk more about that and go into detail around it when Tim is back next week. But after Legoland, we left kind of quickly, because I had an event that evening at Busch Gardens Tampa. And we've talked about Busch Gardens several times here on the podcast. Big Busch Gardens fan. I love it so much. I love the coasters there. I have so many childhood memories there. And it was really special because I got to take my sister with me to this VIP media event. And it was nice to be able to spend time with her, but also just specifically spend time with her at a theme park that we got to visit a lot when we were younger. We had annual passes and just have a lot of memories there. So it was nice being back. We weren't there for a very long time. We were there to preview their food and wine festival, and it was really cool. Like, Busch Gardens has put a lot of effort into their food and wine festival, so if you get the opportunity to go check it out, I highly recommend it. We got to try a lot of the food from several of the different booths that they had opened specifically for this media event. And my sister was saying, like, if she lived locally, she was talking about how her and her husband would love to just like go on a date night to Busch Gardens specifically for Food and Wine Festival. Walk around, enjoy maybe some of the coasters, but also specifically just to get to try some of the food and drinks. And yeah, I think some of the highlights, they really honed in on a lot of the Latin flavors, which I really appreciated. Being half Cuban American, obviously food between Latin countries can vary and be so different. But sometimes there's overarching flavors, and they did well with those flavors. Everything that we had was very tender, and like when I refer to the meats were very tender, it had a lot of flavor to them. So I think the mango flan was something that really stuck out to me. I'm a big fan of flan, and that was one of the highlights for sure. There was just a lot of food from the Argentina and Chile booths that I really gravitated towards because of the flavors that were associated with them. So if you get the chance, go over to Busch Gardens, check out all the food that they have. I did get to go back to Flower and Garden Festival this week with my sister and the rest of the family. The boys tried the peanut butter and jelly soft serve and loved it. And then we went to the Morocco booth. I have a friend who, his name is Spencer. He has been raving about the flatbread at Morocco for a long time. It's very Mediterranean. It has olives and other different vegetables on it. And so I figured I'd give it a try, and it did not disappoint. If you're, you have to be able to get past the olive flavor. If you're not a fan of olives, it's not going to be for you, but definitely a lot of Mediterranean flavor there for sure. But I liked it. I really enjoyed it. Super tasty. I do miss the flatbread that existed at Honey Bistro. They didn't bring that back this year, which was a little disappointing. But it was nice to have a flatbread option at the festival for sure. I also went to Honey Bistro and had the chicken and waffles. It's a piece of fried chicken with a like cornbread waffle and a honey butter on top. It was good. There was a decent portion to it. Like the piece of chicken that I had was very like decently sized. But I don't know. To me, there was something missing with it. I don't know what it was specifically. I don't know that I would get it again unless I was just trying to like feed the boys with something that I know that they'll like. I think there's other things that I'd like to venture out and try, just because I don't, it lacked a little bit in flavor for me. And again, the thing about festival food is that I feel like that can happen from time to time. Like you can pick up something that you try once and it's delicious, and then you go back and you try it again and it's just not the same. And I think that's just because it varies based on who's cooking it and how long it's been sitting there, and you know, par for the course when it comes to festivals at Epcot. But we did also have the Cuban Ethos again from the Florida Fresh booth, which I don't remember if I said this last week or not, but the Florida Fresh booth has officially moved to its permanent location, which is between Journey into Imagination. If you're leaving Journey into Imagination and you're walking towards World Showcase, it's kind of between that like side pathway that takes you kind of around all of the flower beds. It is open. We tried the Cuban sandwiches again, and again, they did not disappoint. They're delicious. I like them. Like I said before, I think that they are kind of pricey compared to like what you would spend on a Cuban sandwich outside of the festival, but I'm a fan. I'm trying to think about some of the other theme park experiences that we got to have, just in case there's anything else that I wanted to share that was new. We went to Hollywood Studios last night, and honestly, it was just so nice. It was peaceful. The park did not feel crowded at all, which is such a difference from how it was in the middle of the week. Spring break happened this past week for a lot of local counties here in Florida, and so that really, made things busy, I think for sure. And then just people experiencing spring break across the country, a lot of people traveling down to go to the theme parks. This tends to be a very busy season for the theme parks, and we're kind of used to that. But last night at Hollywood Studios did not feel like spring break whatsoever. The crowds were very minimal. The wait times were not bad at all. I think we basically walked on to Toy Story Mania. We got to ride several rides. We rode Smuggler's Run, Alien Swirling Saucers, and Slinky Dog. And all of those wait times were not bad whatsoever. We basically walked on to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway as well. So we were only at the park for a limited time, and we got to accomplish a lot while we were there and also take our time and just spend time hanging out. I did get to try the new churros. My brain is totally blanking on the name of the new stand, and I apologize for that. It's something like hydraulics, and I'm sorry. I wish I had the ability to look it up right now for you too, but it's the new stand. Tim has talked about it in a vlog, and we talked about it on the podcast. It's right outside of like the Muppets Theater. But they opened up a couple weeks ago, and they offer a cinnamon roll that has like a Coca-Cola syrup on it, and then they also have new churros. They're basically mini churros with sriracha sauce and bacon. And I've heard such mixed reactions to these, which totally makes sense because the flavor combo is so different. It's so bizarre, but I loved them. Naturally, Tim and I tend to have very different palates. I can't honestly remember whether he said he liked them or not. I want to say that he said that they were all right. But I really enjoyed them. They're very savory and sweet, and I like that combo. Our friends that we were with, my friend Allison, she's Magic and Wishes on Instagram, in case you guys follow her or want to check her out. Allison's great. Allison kind of helped me get started in the content creator space. She came up with my first Instagram handle back in 2018. It's since changed since then, but she has been an inspiration for me, and just somebody that I really appreciate and value in my life. Our friendship goes back before content creation for the both of us. We worked together at Starbucks in Lakeland way back in the day. And so it's been cool to see her thrive. But she is a very genuine person, and she is who she is on her social media platforms is who she is in real life. And I've always appreciated that about her, especially knowing her before she started on Instagram. Anyways, we were with her and her boyfriend Daniel, who shows up on her Instagram from time to time as well. But neither of them were fans of the churros. And so Francie also was not going to try it. None of that is stuff, anything that Francie's interested in eating. So it was just me who enjoyed them. I want to say that Luke also enjoyed them as well. But I think he also was just kind of being team dad in that moment. So I don't know. I think it's worth giving it a shot if you're at Hollywood Studios, but it's definitely not for the faint of heart and a very interesting flavor combo. So that was encouraging, though, just to see the park not as crazy and hectic as we thought it was going to be. It was nice to have sort of a low-key evening at Hollywood Studios, and we had some of the best interactions with entertainment that I have had at Walt Disney World. We ran into a member of the First Order and two stormtroopers, and the individual who works for the First Order, he was just so interactive. He was so friendly. I shouldn't say friendly because he's with the First Order, but his interaction was fantastic, and like the energy and effort that he brought to it was just phenomenal, and it just had us all having the best time. So it was a really busy and hectic week, just in sort of, I want to say, quote unquote, my normal life. When I say that, I mean kind of like my life that exists outside of the content creator space. And I know that that was the same for Tim. And so, well, that's why I'm here by myself today. So, again, I hope you guys are okay with this, but there are some things coming up that I wanted to talk about as well. Some news that broke. I won't get into all of the news that broke over the week, but just some highlights. And one of the things is something that like really specifically pertains to me, because I'm going to go experience it and I'll be coming back to talk to you guys about it. That is Pixar Fest over at Disneyland. Disney Parks blog released all kinds of fun new information about Pixar Fest. Disneyland released all kinds of information, and it's located on their website. And if you're watching this on YouTube and you see me looking over, it's because I'm just looking at some of my notes on my screen. But there are 10 things, there's an article, and it's 10 things you need to know about Pixar Fest at Disneyland. And I don't know if any of our listeners plan on attending, but I'm super excited. So it starts on April 26th and it runs through August 4th. So basically the entire summer. And this is basically ending right before the D23 fan event. They're calling it the D23 fan event, and that's a different name from D23 Expo, which is what it's been traditionally called in the past. I think it's basically going to be the same thing. I think it's just really expanding, which we've talked about. And also, as a side note, those tickets go on sale very soon. In fact, I am going to fact check that, because I want you guys to be prepared. If you plan on going to D23 in August, you're going to want to be prepared to buy your tickets. The tickets go on sale starting March 26th. So I'll remind you guys again in next week's episode. But be ready for that. And I'll give a little bit of more information as to like how you can be prepared for that and what that's going to look like in next week's episode. That's going to be a big deal, though, and it is definitely intense trying to get your tickets. If you've done Run Disney and registered for a Run Disney race before, or tried to sign up for a annual pass holder preview, or really anything online registration with Disney, you know that it's not always easy. So I'll help you guys be prepared for that as much as possible. But anyways, going back to Pixar Fest, this is going to be ending basically right before D23 fan event starts. So if you are going a little early for D23, you'll get the opportunity to experience some of these things. They have a new parade at DCA, Disney California Adventure Park, and it's called Better Together, a Pixar Pals Celebration. So I do, so the parade is brand new. And they've teased some concept art of some of the floats that are going to be present. We've got Floor Town, which I'm so excited about. We've got Joe Gardner. We've got from Soul. We've got Friends from Luca. We've got friends from The Incredibles, Miguel from Coco, Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc., of course, Woody, Jesse, and Buzz Lightyear. So many great Pixar characters that are going to have their own floats for their films in this parade. Guys, I am so excited. Luca, huge fan of that movie. I cannot wait to see that represented in a parade. Obviously, Toy Story, I grew up. I'm a Toy Story kid for sure. The Incredibles is so much fun. Four Town from Turning Red is going to be probably a life-changing experience. So I can't wait to see that parade. It's going to be a lot of fun. Together Forever, a Pixar Nighttime Spectacular, is returning to Disneyland Park, and they're also adding all new scenes. So that's going to be super exciting. I would imagine that they're going to incorporate some of the newer films that have been released since this Firework Spectacular first aired. I've never seen this Firework Spectacular before, like in its original form, and that's okay with me. I don't like to be spoiled with things. I like to just experience them for the first time in person, so I don't typically like to watch a lot of like media coverage of something like a fireworks show or a new attraction. I like to just experience it. If I know I'm going to be able to experience, I want to do it in person for the first time. So that's going to be fun. I'll report back on that. All of this stuff is going to be covered on my Instagram account, The Theme Park Dad. Club Pixar is going to be at the Hollywood Backlot in DCA. This is basically like a nighttime party. They've got a DJ, they've got live performances, games, photo opportunities, themed food, specialty crafted beverages. It looks like one big party over in DCA, and I cannot wait for that. Like, Club Pixar, are you kidding me? Come on. All kinds of fun new things. Another one thing that I wanted to point out, obviously I'm a big merch guy. I can't wait to see all of the merchandise that they release for this festival. I'm a little worried about, I've talked about it on here, but my packing situation for this, a little worried to see what that turns out to be like, because I have a feeling I'm going to be coming home with a lot of merchandise. But Pixar themed foods and marketplaces. So there's going to be sort of, they're calling them Pixar themed, six Pixar themed marketplaces. And these are starting on May 10th, which is a bummer because I won't be there then. Maybe they'll soft open early, but these sound like a lot of fun. Summertime dishes inspired by the Italian coast at Portorosso Pasta. We've got Gusto's to go, the Elemental Table, Four Town, the Spark, like it's connected to the movie Soul, and Hangar Management from Inside Out. Inside Out is one of my favorite Pixar movies. I cannot wait for Inside Out 2. The trailers have been dropping and they look phenomenal. But I'm a little bummed because I'm now realizing that I'm not going to get to experience some of those food marketplaces. We'll be leaving before those open. But like I said, maybe, just maybe, some of them will open ahead of time. Either way, I love the theming, and I just wish that we had a Pixar festival here at Walt Disney World. I feel like Hollywood Studios can totally make that happen, so where do we sign the petition for that? Also, they released a new popcorn, they released images and a video of a new popcorn bucket that's coming. It is a Pizza Planet truck, and it's being driven by a little alien from Toy Story, and it looks fantastic. When I tell you that I'm nervous for what happens with my luggage situation, I mean it. I might have to bring some empty cardboard boxes and just start shipping things back home because it's going to be dangerous. I'm really excited. I can't wait to be in Disneyland. I'm really looking forward to that trip a lot. We did a couple things. I did book a D23 studio tour for the first day that we're there, and I can't wait for that. I have done that before and loved every second of it. It's such a fantastic experience, but my best friend Hunter that I'm going with, he has never done that before, and so it's going to be fun to be able to like watch him get to experience that for the first time and see Walt's office and just be able to visit areas of the studio lot that one typically doesn't get to visit unless you're there working or you're on this tour. And even people who work at the studio don't get to experience some of the things that you get to on this tour. So if you are a part of D23 and ever get the opportunity while you're in California or maybe you live over there to participate in one of these tours, I highly recommend it. Also, I surprised Hunter and told him that we booked the Waltz apartment tour. We're going out there to celebrate our birthdays. Our birthdays are 10 days apart, and so this trip ends up falling kind of in between that. And I figured, you know what? Why not? I'm gonna treat him, treat myself, and let's have fun. Let's make this trip one to remember for sure. And since we're going to get to experience the tour of the studio, I felt like it'd be really special and cool the next day to be able to also visit Walt's apartment and get kind of behind the scenes at Disneyland. I don't think I'm emotionally prepared for all of that. I know that like just visiting doing the studio tour last March, I was very emotional walking into Walt's office. And so to be able to do both of those tours back to back, whew, man. It's gonna be an interesting one for sure. If you guys can't already tell, I'm a very emotional human being, and so I wear my emotions on my sleeves sometimes. And Hunter is not that way, so it's gonna be funny to see how he responds to the tears that will flow. Because when we went into the studio tour and we went into Walt's office last year, you get to see the piano that the Sherman Brothers wrote so many iconic songs on, and some of those songs were the songs from Mary Poppins. So when you walk in and you see that piano, they had music playing on the speakers in the background, and it was Feed the Birds, and it got me real good. So we'll see what it's like this time around. I don't know, maybe I'll be a little bit more emotionally prepared, but you never know. TBD, as some may say. So I'm super excited for Pixar Fest. I can't wait for Star Wars night. We're still working on nailing down what our costumes are going to be for that. We have some ideas. So we'll see. TBD on that as well. Also, another thing that I wanted to cover is something that was announced by Universal Theme Parks this week. And this is happening at both Orlando and Hollywood. It's Butterbeer season. We've talked about Butterbeer on here before. I am a big fan of Butterbeer. And so they've just got some new treats that they have in the parks right now for Butterbeer season. They've deemed it Butterbeer season. It started on March 15th and it lasts through April 30th. This is brand new. I want to say it's like a soft launch because there's not a ton of things happening. Just like I said, some new treats, which is exciting. I think I want more from this though. Like, I think that now we've announced it, like, let's just run with it, Universal. Let's like do the thing. I want like t-shirts. I want Butterbeer everywhere. I know that it makes sense to keep it within the wizarding world of Harry Potter, but if there's a way that we can just find ways to celebrate Butterbeer more, I'm here for it. So like, kudos for this first step. Let's take it to some other avenues. Some of the things that they're offering, just quick highlights. They do have a special stein, a silver stein for cold and frozen Butterbeer products that they're going to be selling during the season. They have a new Butterbeer caramel that's available to purchase for those who are at the theme parks. And it also is happening in correspondence with the opening of Florine, I'm going to butcher this name and I apologize, but it's an ice cream counter within the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, specifically at Universal Studios Hollywood. The venue is located in Honeydukes and it has soft serve ice cream flavors, including Butterbeer, banana, chocolate, mint, orange, vanilla, toffee nut, Granny Smith apple, pistachio, and toffee apple. And they have cups and waffle cones for that. You guys know I'm a waffle cone fan. Tim would be getting a cup. Lame. So that location is set to open March 29th. I got to visit Universal Hollywood for the first time last August, and I loved it so much. I love that theme park. I think just because I'm a Florida boy and I'm not used to having mountains and theme parks together, it's just really special to be able to like be on the side of, I don't even want to say it's really a mountain. It's definitely a hill, because it's not massive, but just being able to be on the side of a hill, and be at a theme park it's really special. So that's one thing that's going to be happening at Universal. I don't have a lot more news to cover. And like I said, it's not going to be a long episode this week just because I don't have Tim here with me. They have some fun adventures that they're experiencing. We're going to have to recap the birthday party. We're going to recap what they've been able to experience this week. or I'm sorry, last week and all of the stuff that happens to them this week as well. I don't have like a lot of specific park plans this week, but I definitely want to get out there, Florida. So it's been interesting. Florida has definitely entered into its pollen season, and I don't know if it's like this where you guys are at, but my allergies have been going just all over the place. So that's been kind of brutal. But we are getting a sort of a cold front this week, unexpectedly in Florida. The highs are going to be in the 60s on Tuesday, so I might need to make it out to a theme park that day. We'll see. But so there's always fun things happening in my life, and there's always fun things happening in Tim's life as well. And we just always appreciate getting on here and being able to talk about those things. Like I said, I appreciate you guys' patience this week. Thank you guys for bearing with me, and just putting up with me. You guys have meant the world to me. I know that I have been new, to a lot of you, because a lot of you have followed Tim for so long, but I just appreciate the support that you guys are showing me and loving on me and my family, and it really does, it means so much to me. So thank you guys for being there, for tracking along with us, and yeah, we'll see you next week. Stay tuned. It'll be a fun one next week. We'll have to just really bring all of the energy since we'll be reunited for the first time in a while. So we'll see you guys real soon. Thank you for tracking with us.